Nolte, Sean Penn's new movie Flag Day Tanks. By John Nolte on August 23, 2021. Sean Penn's new movie, Flag Day, in which he stars, with his daughter, and directs, is now a bona fide flop. Sean Penn's Flag Day raised a $1,656 per screen average from 24 runs this weekend. A glum opening for the father-daughter family drama from United Artists releasing. The film grossed $10,853 on Friday, $18,002 Saturday and an estimated $11,895 on Sunday in 10 markets, NY, LA, San Francisco, Austin, Boston, Chicago, Dallas featuring Worth, Minneapolis, Phoenix and San Diego. It has an 88% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, but with only 50 ratings. Let me tell you right now. That miserable $1,656 per screen average doesn't have a damn thing to do with the coronavirus. The sycophants at Deadline are trying to blame the China flu, but plenty of people of all ages and political stripes are still going to the movies. They just don't want to see this one, which is apparently so bad. Only 41% of critics, most of whom are also sycophants, gave it a passing grade. Deadline also fails to point out that Sean Penn's previous directorial effort, 2016's The Last Face, tanked all on its own without the help of the pandemic with a disastrous $1.16 million global take. And that was with two big stars, Charlize Theron and Javier Bardem, on the poster. In fact, Penn hasn't even starred in a movie that wasn't a box office embarrassment since 2008's Milk. Fair Game, 2010, grossed just $24 million globally on a $22 million budget. This Must Be the Place, 2011. Grossed just $11 million globally on a $28 million budget. The Gunman, 2015, grossed just $24 million globally on a $40 million budget. The Professor and the Madman, 2019, grossed just $6.2 million globally on a $25 million budget. Penn's problem is that after making so many dreadful movies to push his leftist politics, he's lost the trust of his audience. His early directorial efforts were really something special. The Indian Runner, 1991, The Crossing Guard, 1995, and most especially The Pledge, 2001. Back then, when he was working with the colors of theme and character, Penn was a top-shelf talent. His stories unfolded like classic novels with complicated characters and human tragedy, all driven by his humanism and serious ideas. Today, he's an exhausting and pedantic polemicist. Penn's always been an insufferable burr as a human being. Now he's an insufferable burr as an artist. And that's a real shame, because, as I said, he was once something very special. The only good news for Penn is that he most definitely did not hurt his latest flop with his obnoxious proclamations about how the unvaccinated should stay away from his movie. Even the vaccinated didn't show up, lol. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.